Well, good morning. It is a blessing to be here this morning. It seems a little bit different to be speaking to only a handful of people, but I trust the Lord is with us here, and I trust He is with each of the ones that is listening in as well. Why don't we just open up with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come before You here this morning, Lord, and we just thank You, Father, for the day You have given us and for this opportunity to gather together and worship You, Lord. And Father, we just pray that You would be with us here this morning and be with each of the ones that is listening in, Lord. I pray that You would bless these few thoughts that I have and help me as I bring them forth, Lord. I pray that You would speak through me, Lord. We just commit this time into Your hands, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for a title for my thoughts this morning, I have Hearers and Doers of the Word. And I would just like to look at a scripture in James chapter 1. Look at verses 22, 23, and 25 there is where I got that from. And that is kind of my text this morning. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." My heart this morning is just that we can see the need for complete obedience to God in whatever situation, that we can learn to hear the Word of God and to act upon it and to apply it to our lives and not just be hearers, but that we can be doers as well. I just want to look at a few examples in the Scriptures of people that were obedient to God, and then I would also like to look at a few examples of people who were disobedient. First of all, I would like to look at Noah, there where God told him to go build the ark. In Genesis chapter 6, I might read verses 12 to 22 there, and then in chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupted, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he." And then in chapter 7, "And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. I was just there in verse 22, and then in verse 5 of chapter 7, it says Noah did according to all that God commanded him. Noah was listening when God was speaking, and God was giving him all these little details of things that he wanted him to do. And Noah didn't, it says he did all according to how God commanded him. It would have been easy for Noah to leave out a few little details here and there and to think that he knows a little better. I mean, or the whole idea was maybe seemed a little bit silly to go build an ark out in the middle of nowhere, a big old boat, and yet Noah didn't doubt God. He just did what God told him. You know, there could have been plenty of things that if we think about it, that maybe didn't make a lot of sense. I mean, why would you take two of all the animals? Maybe there's some animals that we want to get rid of. Why do we want rats and mice and flies and all that kind of stuff in the ark? And Noah could have thought of those things, and he could have just said that, well, God probably, I mean, he didn't mean all that little. He didn't mean all those little things. He just meant to go build an ark, and Noah could have just added some of his own ideas there, but he was completely obedient, and he did what God told him to do there. In Matthew 9, verse 9, I'll just read the verse here. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Again, we just see an example here of a person that... There could have been plenty of excuses here. Maybe it didn't make a whole lot of sense to... I mean, it says he was sitting at the receipt of custom, so obviously he was at work, and he could have made all kinds of excuses. He could have said that, well, okay, Jesus, I'll follow you tonight after work. After I get off of work, then we'll talk about this. But it says he arose and followed him. So he heard what Jesus said, and he was a doer. He arose and he followed him. In Luke chapter 5, verses 4 to 9. Now when he had left speaking, this is where Jesus, right here before this, Jesus was out on the boat. He was preaching to the people. And then in verse 4 it says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Again, it's a situation that it didn't make much sense. There could have been plenty. I mean, I can about imagine what Peter was thinking here. He was thinking that this is just plain stupid. We were out here all night, and Jesus obviously doesn't know anything about fishing because we didn't catch anything all night, and here you are telling me to put down my net. But I was just blessed with his response there. Nevertheless, at thy word. And he told Jesus that. He said, Jesus, we've been out here all night, and we have taken nothing. But he said, but at thy word, I will let down the net. There's a lot more examples. I had to think of Abraham when he was told to go offer up Isaac. And I had to think of Jesus. It says in Philippians 2, verse 8, that he was obedient unto death. Jesus was a doer of the word. Whatever God told him to do, he did it willingly. I don't really have time to look at all of those, but I would like to look at a few examples of people who were disobedient, and people who heard God speaking, you heard the word of God, and they didn't obey. And the first example I would like to look at here is in Numbers 20. I'd like to read verses 6 to 12. This is where Moses disobeyed God and he struck the rock instead of speaking to it. And I don't just really like to bring Moses into the disobedience part here, because I think Moses' life was a good example of obedience too, but I think this is a very good example of the consequences of disobedience. So verses 6 to 12, this was when they were in the desert of Zin, and they were out of water, and the congregation was murmuring against Moses and Aaron. They were blaming them for the problem. And then in verse 6 here, I'll just start reading. It says, And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, So God was speaking, and Moses was listening. He said, Take thy rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. So we see an example here of Moses. He heard what the Lord said. He was a hearer, and he did part of what God told him to. He went to the rock, but in his frustration with the children of Israel, instead of completely doing what God told him and speaking to the rock, he smote the rock twice, and we see the punishment. We see how God, the seriousness of disobedience here, we see that Moses was not able to go into the promised land because of that. Okay, I want to look at one more example here. The story of the rich young ruler. Find it in Mark chapter 10. I'll read verses 17 to 22 there. And he taught, saying to them, And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. This young man had, he knew the commandments. He lived most of them. He was a doer for most of, for all these things. He had all these things right. And yet, when Jesus told him to go sell all that he had and to come follow him, he was not willing to go all the way. So, we look at these examples, and I just had to think of how are we doers in all things? Sometimes I wonder if we aren't more like the rich young ruler than we think. We know it's important to obey God in the big things. We would never go, commit adultery or kill someone or steal from someone or do some of those things. But what about Jesus' standard that he set for, in Matthew chapter 5, in verses 21 and 22, it says, You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Is that just as important to us to look at our brother the right way as it is to not murder someone? It's not just the big things that matter. Or what if God brings a situation into our life like the situation there with Noah, where things really don't make sense, but we know what God is telling us to do. Are we still doers? Or do we do what we know God wants us to do? Or if we're in a situation like Moses was, and it's a stressful situation, we're frustrated, and are we still obedient to God in those kinds of situations? I would like to read a few verses in Matthew chapter 7. I'll read verses 21 through 23 for right now. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It's pretty obvious that there's going to be a lot of people that they did a lot of good things. They were obedient in a lot of the big things. But some of these people, I don't know, you know, some people, there might be a lot of things that they didn't do right, but I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of people that come before the judgment and they will, they'll think that they're going to go to heaven and they're going to find out that they were disobedient, maybe in just one area. And so I think it's just, I just want us to realize the seriousness of that, and that it's not, it takes more than just hearing and crying out and saying, Lord, Lord, and doing all these good things. It's we must be doers of the word. I would just like to read verses 24 to 27 here in closing. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So what are we building on? It says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, that person is the one that is building on a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he is the one that is building on the sand. So are we hearers and doers, or are we hearers only? Are we building on the rock, or are we building on the sand? I think that's all I have. God bless you.